Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live, even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." Jesus had known for some days that Martha's brother, Lazarus, was seriously ill, but he'd decided not to visit. So when he finally arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had already been dead for 4 days. Martha clearly regretted the fact that Jesus had taken so long. She immediately blurted out, "Lord, if only you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Nevertheless, Martha had confidence in Jesus, and shortly afterwards, this was fully justified as Jesus raised Lazarus from death. We can't be sure why Jesus decided to delay his visit to see his friends in Bethany, but arriving 4 days after his death, no one could possibly question the fact that Lazarus was indeed dead. So when he was brought back to life, there was no question that what had happened was completely miraculous. Jesus had already spoken of the way in which his ministry brought life to people, but now he was going much further. He was claiming that he personally was that life. No one can deny the fact of death, but in Jesus, it takes on a completely new significance. When Jesus gives his life, it is eternal life, and so nothing can bring it to an end. Even death can't get in the way. The Apostle Paul mocked death when he wrote to the church in Corinth, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ." The thought of death being the end completely disappears as we acknowledge that Jesus is both the resurrection and the life. Let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you because you are both the resurrection and the life. Thank you that the future is something that we can look forward to with confidence and joy. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know. You can hear it on Premier Christian Radio or Premier Praise every morning, or on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.